By the way, if you didn't catch the interview this morning, Ken Daniels was on with the morning show. You can go listen to it. I once again, there's no urgency. You know, Jim kind of got into it a little bit. And it's this idea of, oh, I don't know if it's playoffs or bust. Really? No, actually it is. Like, for those of us that aren't on the payroll, it is. What on God's green earth? Like, when am I allowed to just say, make the playoffs or leave?
You're not.
So, no.
Not as long as Eichmann is there? No.
No,
you can't, because you're the bad guy if you do that.
It's crazy to me. We're already tempering expectations for the upcoming season. No. No.
You heard that, too.
And we're not doing it as a topic because, like, eight people care. But, right. Rico, I was shocked.
I was, but then I was like, you know what? I'm not, because it would mean that you start the clock. And you know how teams around here don't want to start the clock. Because, you know, you got to wait for the core and all of that stuff. It's a commonplace.
It's a good segue. You talk about starting the timeline. Our three football teams, the Lions are the only one with a clear definition of success. Super Bowl. That's it. Put them to the side. We are under 2 weeks to college football. And we have done next to no conversation on the field about Michigan and Michigan State. I would like to know, both from the people in this room, but also you, the listener, what defines success for Michigan and Michigan State this fall? If you're a Wolverine, you're coming off the national title. I don't have a good gauge on what I don't even know if you care, to be quite honest. I think many people are still drunk from beating Washington, and that's fine. But what would be the minimum of success this fall? For Michigan State, the whole program has been torn down, and now you've got year zero of Jonathan Smith. Nobody really thinks much of the team. The over-under in Vegas is 4.5. Michigan's is 8.5, by the way. That's no great shakes. What would define success? So I wanted to have the conversation to understand somewhat you guys, but mainly our listener base. Like, what would make you feel like the year was a success? And you choose your side here. But the Lions, we know it. Super Bowl. But what is it for Michigan and Michigan State?
See, for me, I don't know what people are going to say. For the Lions, you got to get back to the NFC Championship game. And preferably you have the game here in Detroit. That means that you are part of the elite. Because getting to the Super Bowl requires some luck. So I'm not going to just simply say, well, if you don't make the Super Bowl, it's a bad thing. But you have enough talent. You should make it back to the NFC title game, and then you see what happens. And you saw what happened last year. It was a little bit of luck that went there against them, and they didn't make it. For Michigan, I think it boils down to 9 games. But I'm with you. I think this is the house money year for Wolverine fans. You don't really care. There's a lot going on. But you know what? I got my natty and whatever. If the team goes out and wins, great. If they don't, I'll just go back and rewatch the Washington game 12 times this year if I have to on every Saturday night in case we start losing games. But I think 9 wins for Michigan says, okay, new quarterback, new coach, 9 wins. You're in the talk for one of the playoff spots. That would be successful. For MSU, you're starting at rock bottom. Like this program bottomed out. I would say you're looking at twofold, 7 wins, and there's a 4-week period where you're going to be playing 4 top 25 teams. Can you not embarrass yourself? Can you score points? Can you at least be in the games and not just get lapped 4 straight weeks in a row? Because I think that would absolutely kill any momentum that Jonathan Smith is having.
Yeah, I'll wait till last. David, I want to know where you're at, both of these. What is the definition of success for Michigan and Michigan State this fall? Define it. I'll throw the number out, 248-539-9797. What is it?
For Michigan State, I would agree with Rico, 7-5. Look 7-5 and have a competent offense, I would say. For Michigan, it's at least 9-3, but I think it's more important to me that you found your quarterback. So if you happen to win 8 games and you found your quarterback, one more loss in there, okay, find your quarterback this season.
David, I'm not trying to add insult to injury, but talking to four different Michigan people over the weekend gave me four different starters.
That's what I'm saying, man.
And these were like insiders. These are the people in the know. And he said, no, not that guy. It's going to be this one. No. This person doesn't know what they're talking about. I don't think they know.
That's why. Find your quarterback. That's what I need this season. That's success.
All right. So David with an off-board selection. Record is secondary. Find a quarterback. All right. Kenny, what is success for Michigan and Michigan State?
Michigan State, I'm with basically all of you. Seven or so wins show that you're at least have a pulse offensively. For Michigan fans right now, I think this is house money. I agree with Rico. I think right now they could win six games. They could win seven games. And Michigan fans are going to be like, well, that doesn't matter to me. We have our natty. We have our ring, whatever. And I know David hangs his head over there, but
Kenny,
I think that's the case.
If Michigan, let's just say they won six games, you know, it's the NCAA's fault. A distraction. You know what? Wait till next year because we won the natty and they were just punishing us for winning that. So they set us up to fail.
I don't even think it needs to be that deep. I think Michigan fans just go, they'll put their hands up and be like, well, doesn't matter. We have our natty.
No.
I don't even think it goes that deep.
I disagree with the last part. They always need a boogeyman. They're the rich kid who blames everybody else for their problems. No, they need a boogeyman. They'll find someone to blame. Hell, they might blame you. The point I'm making is, look, for Michigan, I'm more in line with David. I don't think most fans would tolerate seven wins. I think eight would leave a bad taste in their mouth, but depending on how it looked and what circumstances surrounded it, nine is where success is real. You go 9-3, the committee will break their own spine to put you in the playoff. That's success. To me, I don't know that they'll get there. We're not going to do some team preview. I already did that today with Cash Ticket. I just, for State, I'll continue to say it. It's unacceptable to go 4-8, 5-7 at a program like that. You have top 20 revenue at your disposal. You have top 20 attendance. No, our stadium's not 100,000. It's like 78. I mean, Christ, you got an NIL fund. You were able to pay your quarterback seven figures. I just, if you don't win seven games in year one or minimum six, the hell are we doing? For me, it is a lot like what David said about Michigan. Show me that you spent money the right way and we have a quarterback. Run the touchdown play at a decent rate. And can we win some games? I know it's year zero. And I know it'll take time. I won't be happy at 6-6. I won't be happy at 7-5. I'll be tolerant. Show me we have adults coaching this team.
Yeah. See, for me, Mike, it's three seasons for MSU. The first four and the last four games, I expect you to be competitive and
the
win a lot.
Middle four is an assassination.
It's the middle four. Can you just, we were joking and saying, man, when it gets close, what if I gave you the over under of 16.5 total points that they would score in those four games? And I was kind of saying it in a jokingly manner, but not really, because you don't do well against top teams. So can you at least show me you've made steps to be competitive? And yes, I know I'm sitting here asking for a moral victory and juice boxes and orange slices.
Yeah, but when
and
it's
all
year
of that.
Zero of a program that's lost all of its pride, it's lost all respect. Yeah, you had a coach light $82 million on fire in a hotel room. Like, listen, the bar is low. Yeah. I'm with you. You're okay in year zero. If you're talking like this next year, right, I'll have a real problem. 248-539-9797. Listen, if you guys want to talk about cotton candy burritos, go somewhere else. Figure it out. Let's get a little college football in the mix today, shall we? Now, here's my question, David. What if the team goes 8-4, you found your quarterback, but you get pulverized by Ohio State? Embarrassed.
Okay. See, I don't want to be embarrassed by Ohio State.
You know what the game of the year line is on that?
I don't think I want to know.
Ohio State minus 11.5.
Yeah, I don't.
That doesn't mean it'll be that down the line.
It could change.
Just telling you what it is today.
I was going to say 2.5. Wow.
11.5.
Okay.
I was just wondering what role the OSU game plays in your vantage as a Michigan fan.
Right, because I believe it's going to be a loss, but we cannot not get embarrassed in that game. New way.
I was about to say, Mike, what if the flip side, MSU goes 8-4, but in those four games, they get pummeled.
Fine.
And they score a total of 10 total points.
Don't care. I don't care.
Okay.
They could all be 56-0. 8-4, year one, done. Where do I sign? That's how low the program is. But 8-4 would give you some level that, A, pieces are there, they're getting coached up. Rico, I'd sign the paper. I said this. If you could tell me Michigan State could make the playoffs on a once every
4-5 years.
Once every 3 years,
okay,
I'll sign a piece of paper. They lose 8 out of 10 to U of M. If you want me to have a mindset shift of what college football is, I will let go of the rivalry stuff if my team is getting a seat at the table. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to get back to the point where we're on even terms or beating Michigan at a consistent level. They are eons away from that. Now, I think you can't use the last 3 years as, oh, well, this is what Michigan football is now. No, it's not. In fact, you're the lowest ranked defending champ in 50 years. And the roster had huge losses. You know what you didn't do? Go to the portal and fix it. Yeah. So I do think Michigan will come down to earth a little bit. All jokes about binoculars and cameras aside.
No, their defense will be there offensively. That's where I think they may struggle. Where, you know what? You may see your team, as much as you like to make fun of Iowa, you could become Iowa of last year or the last couple of years where,
oh dear,
the defense carried you. You won. Iowa won a lot of games. Wasn't pretty.
I had a fun stat. So there are 8 teams in modern college football history that have had an offense as bad or worse than what Iowa did last year. 8. Okay? They won an average of how many games?
The 8 teams?
Mm-hmm. What was the average win total of those teams?
I'll say 4.
2.7.
Okay.
Last year, Iowa won 10.
Mike, all I got to say is
crazy.
Kind of how you made money off of Michigan when they were winning. Oh, I made money off of Iowa and the ineptitude.
The under?
You took the under. You parlayed that in any other bet. So anytime touchdown plus Iowa under to juice it up. And it worked.
Do you know how many touchdowns they scored in 14 games last year? Offensive touchdowns.
14, wasn't it? Tell me I didn't do my homework.
No, it's unspeakable. Yes. It really is.
You average one touchdown a game.
That's insane.
And some of those, special teams.